Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, how melting ice is slowing the Earth's rotation. But first, essays with a high repetition of words and lots of paragraphs starting with however are two telltale signs it's been written using ChatGPT. That's according to researchers from Cambridge University Press and Assessment, who've called the AI chatbot's writing style bland and journalistic. Since its release to the public, there have been concerns about school pupils using it to do their work for them. So the team compared essays written by three first-year university students with the aid of ChatGPT with 164 essays written by IGCSE students. They found that essays written with the help of the chatbot were more likely to use paragraphs starting with words like however, moreover, and overall, and included numbered lists with items. The researchers said ChatGPT's default writing style echoes the bland, clipped, and objective style that characterizes much generic journalistic writing found on the internet. With key elections taking place around the world and fears about misinformation being spread on social media, TikTok says it's taking action to counter it. It's launching so-called election centers on the app, which will point people to trusted information when they search for or look at specific content. The UK version is coming in April ahead of the local elections in May, and it's been created in partnership with fact-checking firm Logically Facts. It'll offer verified voting information, including when, where, and how people could vote, as well as educational videos encouraging people to consider the information they consume around elections. TikTok said it's also tackling deepfakes and said it doesn't allow AI-generated content, like altered footage of public figures endorsing a political view, or other manipulated content that could be misleading. Now, a study suggests melting ice caused by human-driven climate change is slowing the Earth's rotation and could impact how we measure time. Duncan Agnew, the author of the study and a geophysicist at the University of California, says ice melting in Greenland and Antarctica has changed where the Earth's mass is, moving more weight to the equator and therefore slowing it down. This has counteracted the general speeding up of the globe and means plans for world timekeepers to consider subtracting a second from our clocks just to keep up with the Earth's speeding rotation have been pushed back by 3 years. Without the changes caused by melting ice, that was due to happen in 2026, but experts now say it won't need to happen until 2029. You can find the study in the Nature Journal. A new image of the black hole at the centre of the Milky Way has revealed it has magnetic fields surrounding it, similar to a giant black hole at the centre of a galaxy called M87. For the first time, using polarized light, scientists have uncovered strong and organized magnetic fields spiraling from the edge of the supermassive black hole called Sagittarius A star. The image, taken using the Event Horizon Telescope, revealed patterns of light where particles whirl around the magnetic field lines in the plasma surrounding the black hole itself. Scientists from University College London, the EHT Science Council, and the Centre for Astrophysics, Harvard and Smithsonian said the image suggests that strong magnetic fields may be common to all black holes in the universe. Elon Musk is offering up X Premium for free to users who have more than 2,500 verified subscriber followers. The platform's owner posted that those with over 5,000 verified followers would automatically get the next tier up, Premium Plus, for free too. It's the latest announcement from Mr. Musk on premium accounts and follows a series of offers to get people to pay a subscription for their blue ticks, including offering an edit button, a chance at a slice of ad revenue generated by other paying customers, and fewer ads. Coming up, can outdoor swimming reduce symptoms of depression? And the dogs learning to sniff stress in our breath? Stay up to date with the latest tech and science news. Hit follow during the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome back. A team of scientists developing a new diagnosis tool for motor neurone disease have called their test a game changer. The tool, known as TDP43 Aptamer, spots signs of motor neurone disease before symptoms appear by detecting damaged cell proteins in brain tissue samples. Motor neurone disease, or MND, is caused by a buildup of certain proteins in the brain, causing cells to gradually stop working, leading to symptoms like impaired movement, thinking, and breathing, which worsen over time. Experts at the University of Aberdeen working on the test say it could help to detect the condition earlier, and therapeutic drugs might be much more effective. A large-scale study is starting soon to test whether outdoor swimming can reduce symptoms of depression. The University of Portsmouth and the Sussex Partnership NHS Foundation Trust are looking for hundreds of volunteers to take part in the 2.5-year study. Emerging evidence shows that it can have a positive impact on mental health, with a small-scale study of about 87 people showing that outdoor swimming did benefit those with depression. It'll explore if people with mild to moderate depression benefit from an outdoor swimming course, which will see them take on a mix of sea swimming, lakes, and semi-heated outdoor pools. And finally, scientists have trained dogs to recognise the scents in the breath of people suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder when they're having flashbacks. PTSD is a mental health condition caused by stressful, frightening, or distressing events, with those afflicted often reliving these moments through nightmares and episodes called intrusions. Researchers at Dalhousie University in Canada said PTSD service dogs are currently trained to respond to behavioural and physical cues, but their study showed that at least some dogs can also detect these episodes via breath. They said the findings published in the journal Frontiers in Allergy could make PTSD assistance dogs more effective. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for The Standard Podcast for the latest news and analysis. We'll be back after the Easter break on Tuesday afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.